The world's biggest spittoon coming up on This Moment of Science. In the spring, the eastern half of North America turns into one big spittoon for spittle bugs. Wandering through a meadow, it's easy to spot the gobs of foam they produce stuck to the stems of various plants. What makes spittle bugs produce so much spittle? As the weather warms in spring, spittlebug eggs that were laid on plants in autumn begin to hatch. The spittlebug nymphs pierce the plant stem with their needle-like mouthparts and suck sap from the plant. But the nymphs don't suck the nutrient-rich sap that carries sugars produced by photosynthesis. Instead, they pump out the sap that flows up from the roots, carrying water and other elements from the soil necessary for photosynthesis. To get enough nutrients from this watery sap, spittlebugs have to pump up to 300 times their own weight in sap every 24 hours. And they excrete the excess water in the form of that spittle you see on the plant stem. The frothy mass may seem at first to be so much wasted spittle, but it also serves an important function by protecting and concealing the nymphs from predators. It works so well that the critters have no known predators. And the spittle also provides a moist environment for the nymphs, preventing them from drying up. That's good news for spittlebugs, but bad news for plants, which can wilt and become stunted as the nymphs pump out the sap flowing up from their roots. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.